firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
The former FBI director quickly became a target for the president after Trump blamed him for the investigation into Russian interference during the 2016 election.
You're listening to ABC News.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies?
Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source root metrics data, United States, 1H2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
U.S. and Mexican law enforcers say they've arrested a woman at the center of an infant smuggling operation. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The suspect, Martha Alicia Mendez Aguilar, is held in a jail across the Rio Grande from El Paso and charged in the July 25th murder of a pregnant woman who underwent a cesarean section before she was killed. Prosecutors say the 44-year-old Mendez was part of a drug cartel's ultra-violent baby smuggling operation.
Officials have not said how many women might have been victimized. Some top American stand-up comedians are facing backlash for taking part in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival. The star-studded event kicks off today, and critics say the Saudis are using it to deflect attention from their human rights record. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This weekend, some of America's most popular comedians are set to perform in Saudi Arabia, drawing criticism from human rights organizations. The Saudi government has long faced accusations of silencing journalists, oppressing women, and supporting terrorism. The majority of the hijackers in the September 11th attacks were Saudi nationals. The two-week festival in Riyadh will include comedians such as Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, and Pete Davidson.
These events are tied to a plan by the Saudi crown prince to boost tourism and the economy. Portions of the North Rim at Grand Canyon National Park will soon reopen to public access. It was shut down following the wildfire that destroyed the historic lodge and dozens of cabins. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
I can't believe they're moving the team to another city.
True, but you'll never forget all the joy they brought into your life.
Joy? They made the playoffs twice in 50 years.
Gosh, those two times were pretty great, weren't they?
How would I know? I wasn't even born yet.
Just think of all the free time you'll have on game days.
Those games were the highlight of my week.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 Weather Team, up next. Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash, home to the new Oasis Typhoon Automatic Touchless Car Wash. Standard setting and speed, quality and efficiency, only at Wash and Vac, where new membership programs are available. Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash on West Highway 50 across from Bluestem Farm and Ranch.
KVOE forecast from the TV 13 Weather Team is pretty stable into the middle stages of next week. Today, 81 with a light south breeze this afternoon. No problems for high school football. Temperatures at kickoff in the 70s, an overnight low of 58 with clear skies. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 84. We could have some patchy fog on Sunday, specifically in the morning hours, otherwise sunny and 84 degrees. That's your forecast on KVOE, live and local.
Since 1939, Emporia's live and local radio station, 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com.
It's time for the KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 At Work Network drawing. Win pizza from Gambino's Pizza for next week. If your business is entered, that's Gambino's Pizza at 1003 Industrial Road. Today we're saying congratulations to Mark II Lumber. Once again, congratulations, Mark II Lumber. You've won 3 large pizzas from Gambino's for next week. You can be the hero in your office and get your business entered in the At Work Network. Just fill out the form online at kvoe.com/at work, and your business will be entered to win. That's kvoe.com/at work. Then listen around this time on Fridays, and if your business is drawn, you'll win pizza from Gambino's. It's the At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza, KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Well, happy Friday and welcome in to the Talk of Emporia. Degan Trahoon here with you today as Talk of Emporia, as always, being brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success and call Bobby D's today. And by Newman Regional Health. Well, we are very happy here today on the Talk of Emporia to continue our long list of introductions and conversations with many of the organizations that will be benefiting from your donations during the annual match day coming up in November. Before we jump into our list of guests here today, we would like to quickly welcome in Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Linda Kara-Schmidt, as we do have a full house here today, so we're having to do some swapping around with the microphones a little bit. But Linda, first and foremost, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on here. I think we ask this question pretty much every time that we have you guys in here, but really, how exciting is it to know that we're really not even 2 months away, but almost about a month and a half away from the annual match day kicking off.
It's exciting and nerve-wracking. There's still a lot to do, but we want to encourage everybody to go out on the Emporia Match Day website, because the agency videos are now posted out there, and we are so proud of all 35 of these agencies. They created a 2 to 3 minute video talking about their mission and their special projects, and they all did a bang-up job. So please visit emporiamatchday.com, check out those videos, learn more about what your money can support in the community, and we are just honored to partner with KVOE and everybody here in this room and all the other nonprofits, because it's going to be a really fun event this year.
Real quick, how was the video premiere event?
It was cool. We had about 40 people out there, and everybody got to see themselves on the big screen. Some of us looked better than others, but everybody did a really good job, and we had good feedback.
Fantastic. And real quick, Linda, just remind everybody, when is match day and from what time to what time?
So match day starts on November 17th. That's a Tuesday, I believe. No, that's a Monday. Gosh, I can't believe I can't remember. November 17th, and people can start donating on October 17th and go for the entire month through November 17th. Online donations, though, just happen midnight on November 17th through 11:59 p.m. that evening. And we also want to remind everybody, you can do the gift of grain or the gift of livestock. You can also do your RMD through your IRA. So there's ways to promote the causes beyond just cash or check or credit card. Those gifts require just a little more time, so we would need to get those in the office by November 3rd.
Okay, very good. Well, Linda, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. I know you got to get on your way. A busy lady, as always, so we don't want to hold you up, but thank you for coming in here today, and thank you, as always, for helping us set up these interviews.
Thank you, Tegan. We love KVOE, and you do such a great job, so it's an
you're
honor
too
to
kind.
Be here. Thank you.
We appreciate that. Linda Kara-Schmidt with the Emporia Community Foundation joining us here on the Talk of Emporia, as, again, we have a great list of nonprofits we're going to get through here today, starting with our friend Alexa Dawson of Goodway Gardens. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tegan.
Glad to have you on here with us. And, well, Alexa, for those who maybe aren't familiar, which I don't know how you can't be if you live in Emporia or the surrounding area, but for those who maybe been living under a rock, talk a little bit about Goodway Gardens, how long you've been around, and really what you focus on.
Goodway Gardens is finishing its third year of seasonal seasonal concert series. So we start in the spring, we go through the fall. We've been doing the first Sunday of every month, bringing in a musical act, and the Arts Council brings in an arts activity, and then we usually provide some sort of garden or nature activity. And so we have this little bit of a time on the first Sunday of every month where we can go to the Howe House, thankfully donated that by the Lyon County History Center, and we can be outside, we can be together, we can build community, we can listen to music, and continue a long-standing Emporia tradition of having outdoor concerts.
So a big question there, too, is how are you reaching out to the acts that come in? Are they just local, or are you going on a pretty regional level?
Well, as you know, I'm friends with lots of musicians. Because
you don't say!
just because of my background. And so, honestly, I can say I've personally I have a good relationship with every single musician that we've brought in so far, and have many more to go. So I really have a deep well to draw from as far as bands and musical acts, and looking forward to, you know, next season. I'm already thinking about who's going to come in and making sure we have a good diversity of genres and backgrounds and cultures, because we really are all about creating culture and offering a culture that's counter to just mainstream stuff.
Love it. Of course, Alexa, if you don't know, one of the members of We Da Skirts, Emporia's premier band here in town. I mean, really, whenever people talk about music in Emporia, I think We Da Skirts are always in the conversation, and just speaks to how great you all are. But wanted to kind of ask as well, you know, you mentioned this is once a month. But there, what is the average cost for those monthly events?
Well, it varies. We are trying to keep our costs low, but artists are worth money. I really believe that artwork is work and that we should be paying artists to come in. And so while we do have a guarantee, it's nice as a working musician, I can say, to go in and know that you have a guarantee, but it's not quite where we want it to be to bring in the quality of acts that that deserve that fee. So we want to have, you know, a good match day this year so that we can make sure that we're contributing to, like, one of the biggest industries, the arts industry, and that we are able to offer a competitive rate, offer a living wage, you know, to these wonderful artists that we're bringing in.
So if you had to put a number to it or a guesstimate, what are you looking for maybe out of this year?
Well, I think our goal this year is 10,000. Okay. So that's a lofty goal for us, but I really think that we can do it. So we are just in our second year of Match Day and learned a lot last year. Last year, I slept through the KVOE interview. So this year, I'm already on top of the game by being here today. So, no, I think it's going to be a good year. And we're just looking forward to, participating again and seeing if we can, you know, beat our last year's goal.
And remind us, what was last year's?
Last year's goal was 5,000, and I think we made it to 3,100 or something like that. So we fell short, but we also didn't quite know what we were doing. And I think that we have a lot more we have a better picture of what needs to be done, and hopefully can, you know, capitalize on the experience that we have.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you understand. We know how busy you are and how hard you work. So there was no hard feelings on the sleeping through last year. We were kind of sitting there. Like,
I felt terrible.
No. It's like, if anybody needs the rest, it's definitely Alexa. So we trust me. There was no hard feelings. There was no need for apologies there. But we were we're very glad to have you on here. And I guess if there was anything you could say to people who are listening here today to really sell Goodway Gardens to those who have maybe never been to it, how would you do about doing that?
I think that the city, the town, the community places a lot of value. I mean, we used to do Live in the Lot, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we used to have all these great concerts, and we are seeing a bit of a resurgence, I think, in the area for the arts, and it's because of people doing the work. And so my selling point here is like, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to do the work, help me, fund me, you know, so that we can do these projects that everyone loves. We have an attendance of anywhere from 60 to 140 people each and every event, so that's a lot of folks that are coming out and really enjoying a unique event and something that the whole family can enjoy. There's no cost to park. You don't have to drive a long way, but you still get to see an act that you would see in Kansas City or Wichita right in your own backyard.
Well, allow me to pay you a compliment and just say you have brought one heck of a unique event here to town.
Thank
and something
you.
That I think has gained so much popularity in a short time, which doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just wanted to say good on you for that, and we wish you nothing but the best here with Match Day coming
Thanks
up.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. That is Alexa Dawson of Goodway Gardens joining us here on the Talk of Emporia as part of our latest Match Day preview. Of course, Match Day coming up November 17th from midnight to 11:59 p.m. online. More information at EmporiaMatchDay.com. We'll now shift from Goodway Gardens to our friends with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. We have President Mike Torres joining us here in the studio. And we might as well just go get you like a bed in the back or something, because we've had you on so much as of late. Not saying that in a bad way. You know, I love getting to have you on the air. So looking forward to hearing about the work of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. First and foremost, big event coming up tomorrow at the History Center.
That's right. Tomorrow from 12 to 4, we'll have Latino Awards Adelante, and that will be one of the most in-depth looks at our Mexican community coming to Emporia. But it's a panel, well, a set of panels of portraits of some of the original families, as well as portraits of families as they progressed up to today.
That's fantastic. And so I understand this will be the last Latino Awards Adelante. We kind of asked you guys this a few weeks back, but what made this the right time to kind of, I guess, call it a day?
Yeah, so in March I took over for Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow after Sally Sanchez has proudly served of close to 30 years. And so she's passed the torch, and I'm finding that with a lot of that generation is that they're ready to pass the work over to the next generation. And so Gilbert, even though he is stopping with Latino Awards Adelante, he's definitely still encouraging people to continue to collect stories within our community, but also continue to pass those down and do the work to capture them. So I'm working with the History Center to make that happen.
That's fantastic. Well, let's look ahead here to Match Day. Off the top of your head, can you recall how long HOT has been involved with Match Day?
HOT has been involved the last 3 or so years about. Okay. We've participated in a number of Match Days, but we have continued to kind of progress each year and try to identify new ways that we can serve our community.
So speaking of which, you know, looking at the Match Day dollars that you're hopefully going to accrue over that day on November 17th, what are you guys looking at as the main focus for those dollars, and is there a goal that you have in mind?
Yeah, so we set a lofty goal, $20,000. Just right off the top, we want to be ambitious about the direction that we're headed. Since I've taken over, we've done a new strategic plan. We've done a number of events. We always focus on education for our high school students, helping them to pursue higher education, whether that's a technical certificate or going to university. And so we want to continue to push that, but we also want to offer mentorship opportunities for them. We want to build a stronger pipeline between high school, college, and the workplace. And so some of the Match Day dollars will go to that, I think. But we also educate around our cultures that are represented. And so being able to bring entertainment for events or to bring vendors or other people from across the country to events that already get attention across the country is one of our bigger goals. So scaling up our events, scaling up our membership, and scaling up our service to our students.
And scaling up your exposure.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
I guess another question is, with this kind of now changeover from one generation to another, how important has that relationship been? You know, the older generation, I use the term older for lack of a better term. That's in case Sally or anybody's listening. That's not what I'm trying to say. But taking, you know, one generation's perspective and kind of using it to help mold the perspective of a younger generation, how important has that dynamic been?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, you don't always have to reinvent the wheel. And so Sally and I have been in steady contact throughout this process. She's still an active member with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, as are a lot of our Columbar veteran members. And they all have played a crucial role in providing feedback and telling us what has and hasn't worked in the past, and in really encouraging us, honestly, to continue to do this work. And so I've been really satisfied with that. I think that it's important for us to continue to include them as well as our current members so that we can move forward.
You can't have a future without the past.
No, not at all.
I guess another question is how crucial are these dollars to, you know, you talked about all the different programs and things you want to do, but for the events that we've become accustomed to through HOT and other organizations such as Cinco de Mayo or Dia de los Muertos, how crucial are these dollars to putting those events on each year?
Pretty significant, especially for this Match Day. That was one of our big pushes, is in scaling up those events. It means there's more money that's going to them. And since we moved events from Las Casitas to Downtown Commercial Street, that cost has only gone up. And so we still want to be able to provide the consistency with events like Cinco de Mayo and Día de los Muertos, but also focus on events like Vamos a Pescar that we did just a couple weeks ago, Hispanic Heritage Month celebration that's going to come up next week at the History Center for First Fridays, and other things that we're trying to do, like that mentorship program.
And I had heard, and I believe it was History Center Director Greg Jordan who had mentioned that you'll have a art display going on there during that, and that's open to anyone, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we did a call for submissions. It's still open, so if you do know any artists that are from the Hispanic community or artists that want to recognize the Hispanic community through their work that have art pieces, they can submit those. And then for First Friday, we're trying to showcase Match Day for Lyon County History Center and Hispanics Today and Tomorrow, as well as our partner organizations at the foundation. But yeah, we'll display local art and we'll recognize local talent. And we're really excited to showcase that. You'll also be able to see still the exhibit for Latino Awards Adelante if you aren't able to make the event this weekend.
Well, and the reason I bring that up is because I think it speaks to Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. Hispanics is in the name, but really it's very inclusive and welcoming everybody from all backgrounds, ethnic, you know, or whatever it may be. And I think that's very important to growing as well. And how do you think that's maybe contributed into the success that you've seen on Match Day?
Yeah, so I think our history is important history. It's something that a lot of people don't maybe realize we've just started to uncover. We haven't had a lot of history that's been made public and that's been available in this way. And so for us to uncover it, it's some of the first information that any members of our community are seeing. And we definitely believe in partnership. We believe in working with other community organizations and businesses and raising them up any way that we can, but also building a bridge for our community to be able to access their services or resources. And so this is entirely an organization made up of volunteers. And so this is just people giving their time. And I think that says a lot for it.
Well, and allow me to pay you all a compliment as your organization, I think, has not only really helped build bridges here for this community, but it's really, I think, made this community stronger and prouder of a culture that has always been here but is now really being raised up, and that's off of all of your shoulders. You do such great work, and so we're grateful that you can take a little time from that work to come in and join us here today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Dagan. And as you said, I probably live here by this point.
Yeah, so. Pretty much. I say take some time away. I mean, basically, it was his standing appointment.
Yeah,
but
I just stepped out for a minute.
Yeah, no. But we do appreciate it, Mike. As always, your availability and the work that you're all doing. We can't wait to see how things turn out for you guys on Match Day.
Yeah, thank you. Look forward to seeing you all out there.
Absolutely. That is Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow President Mike Torres joining us here on the Talk of Emporia. Of course, we spoke with Alexa Dawson of Good Way Gardens. We still have three more organizations we'll be highlighting here on our latest Match Day preview. But before we do that, we'll go ahead and step aside, take a quick break here on the Talk of Emporia, come back, and we will be talking a little bit about Honor Flight. That's right. Something else that you hear quite a bit about on our airwaves. Excited to talk with some of the organizers involved with that. So make sure you stay tuned. Talk of Emporia again being brought to you in part by Bobby D's, Merchant Street Barbecue, and Newman Regional Health.
Attention high school athletes, Newman Regional Health is here to keep you in the game with their Saturday Injury Clinic, open every Saturday from September 6th to November 1st. Drop by 1301 West 12th Avenue, Suite 105, Entrance C, no appointment needed. Clinic hours are 8 to 11 a.m. with check-in starting at 7:45. Whether it's a practice injury or a game day setback, orthopedic and sports medicine experts are ready to help you bounce back fast. Newman Regional Health, helping athletes achieve their healthy goals.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples, KVOE News, local news headlines today, brought to you by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Kansas Department of Transportation in the end stages here of work at Interstate 35 bridge replacement process over Lincoln Street, and it has gotten to the point where it has opened up Lincoln Street, doing so earlier this morning. Details are at KVOE.com. Evergy customers will be seeing base rates going up as soon as next month's cycle. Kansas Corporation Commission approving a settlement agreement yesterday, which means residential customers with average use could see increases of around $8.50 per month. And with its annual Hopapalooza coming next month, SOS has announced the award recipients it will honor as part of that event. Headlines today are brought to you by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Emporia High Spartan Football Play-by-Play. Heard here on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning, Tegan Trehune joined in the KVOA studios by representatives of just a few of the 30-plus organizations will be benefiting from your donations come Match Day, November 17th, through the Emporia Community Foundation. Of course, we spoke to Alexa Dawson of Goodway Gardens. We spoke with Mike Torres of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow in our first segment. We now will turn our attention to a program that we have highlighted pretty frequently here on our airwaves since its inception, and that is the USD 252 Lyon County Honor Flight. And we are happy to be joined in studio by USD 252 Superintendent Ryan Mulick. Ryan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me in here.
Glad to have you. We also have Sherry Willard with the program as well. And Sherry, thank you so much for making the time here today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, Sherry, for those who aren't aware, can you just talk a little bit about your role with Honor Flight and kind of how you fit into that dynamic?
So I actually have only been on the Honor Flight committee for about a year now. I wanted to wait until I retired from the military before I joined so I could devote some more time to this program. And it's been phenomenal. I went on my first trip last year, just seeing all the veterans and how they communicated with each other, the camaraderie. The military is a very unique organization for many reasons, but less than 1% of our population serves in the military. And when you get around a bunch of people who are in the military or have been in the military, just being able to share experiences that you can relate to, it's just something completely different. So once you're not in the military anymore, a retiree, whether it's a few years or a lot of years, getting around a bunch of like-minded people that you can share experiences with, it's just amazing.
Well, not to mention, having family in it too, I feel like you have a greater respect for that service, having seen somebody like a family member that's gone through it. So I appreciate that perspective. And real quickly, what branch were you in?
I was in the Kansas Air National Guard for 28 years.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your service. Thanks. We greatly appreciate it. Ryan, let's talk about, Honor Flight. When you took over as 252 Superintendent, I'm sure that this was a big part of the job that they mentioned to you, and how prestigious this program is. Can you just talk a little bit about stepping into the role of Superintendent and taking over with that?
This truly is a huge part of our district, from the very youngest children in our school to the seniors that go on the honor flight with us as student guardians. But it is no doubt just something that is a feather in our cap, knowing that we're giving back and taking care of veterans, raising money for a great cause in every way. But as a superintendent, I'm a veteran as well. But I really look back at the kids and the patriotism that we instill in kids is just so very different than what other children around anywhere else receive.
Mm. And Ryan, remind folks what branch you served in.
I was in the Army Reserves.
Yes, sir. And thank you, of course, for your service. And getting to have veterans themselves really overseeing this program and coordinating these trips, I got to imagine really kind of helps add to that atmosphere and maybe add to the importance that the kids feel. Is that fair, Ryan?
Not only the kids, but also the veterans themselves. When we call, we speak to these veterans, hey, we have to recruit some to come on the trip that might not feeling they're deserving of you were in the Vietnam War and you're 78 years old, there's somebody else. They, many times they feel there's someone else that's more deserving, and that's not the case. We call so many of us being in the military in the past really helps bridge that bond amongst us.
And Sherry, for those who have never been on an honor flight, can you just kind of remind them exactly what takes place here? I mean, it's a it's about a 24-hour whirlwind from start to finish.
It is. My first trip, I came back, and I was exhausted. I don't know how these folks did it, but it was so rewarding. So, you know, we leave here. We leave from Opie High School about 2 in the morning, and then we go to Kansas City. We jump on a flight. We get to D.C., and, I mean, we leave the airport, and we go hit our first memorial or site, you know, that we're going to go see. And then we do that until evening time. We go to the hotel. We sleep. We get up the next morning early. We have about 3/4 of a full day of events again. And then we get to the airport. And I think this last year we got back to Opie around 9:30. So, yeah, it's about 48 hours, I guess, from start to finish. But it is about a week's worth of events packed into 48 hours.
I've been to D.C. and I've gotten to tour a lot of the memorials and things like that. And each one felt like it took about 2.5 hours or so for us to really get the full experience. And you guys are doing that in about half the time. What do you add to that experience to make sure the kids and the veterans who maybe have never seen these memorials, what do you try to do to really help that stick in the short amount of time that you have?
Well, I think we're pretty selective on where we actually do stop. I mean, if you've never been to D.C., I mean, I've been to D.C. many, many times, and I've still never, ever seen everything there is to see. So we're pretty selective. You know, we try to get to the Air Force Memorial and the Navy Memorial and the Marine Corps Memorial and, you know, the big rocks like Lincoln Memorial, the Vietnam Wall, the Roosevelt Memorial. So we try to hit things that are a bit more impactful. Obviously, probably the most impactful one besides the wall is probably going to the cemetery, Arlington National Cemetery,
yes,
and watching the changing of the guards and laying the wreath, because it's completely silent. I mean, you cannot talk. You no cell phones, no nothing. And just being in that moment and watching the changing of the guards or the laying of the wreath, it is there's some tears, you know, kind of like at the Vietnam Wall. But it just brings such joy and patriotism to the kids and to the veterans. It's pretty impactful.
Absolutely. Ryan, what is the average cost for one trip? Because I know it used to be 2 per year. You guys are going back to 1. What is the average cost there?
Well, believe it or not, I put a down payment on or the deposit on our flights yesterday. And the flights yesterday were $23,000 just for the flights. Then you add busing to Kansas City and then busing around Kansas City, pick up a motel and a handful of meals for 50 or 60 people. It's close to $50,000 by the time start to finish of a trip now.
Wow. So, I mean, really, how critical are these match day dollars going to be to continuing those trips and those opportunities?
Well, I think it's essential that we keep looking for ways to continue to bolster our already – we receive a ton of support, and I can't thank all the people that support us in the past, but we just have to find another way to keep increasing what we're already doing. And this being our first match day, we're excited about it.
Well, that was going to be my next question was, how does it feel to be joining Match Day this year? And had you applied for it before? Is this the first time you guys have really applied to be a part of this?
To my knowledge, this is the first time we've applied for it. And as you've interviewed people before, well, what is your goal or what is this organization's goal? I really don't know what our goal is at this point. I have a lofty goal that I know that everyone supports our honor flight so well. I just hope everyone shows up again for it.
I mean, $50,000 wouldn't be bad.
I'd take it.
Add another trip.
Yes, absolutely. But, you took the question right out of my mouth there, Ryan, but allow me to do as I've done for everybody and pay a great compliment to the work of Honor Flight. It is something we talk about every single year, something we love to get to highlight, and I know it's something that everybody takes a great experience away from. So just congratulations to all the success, and thank you so much for the work that you've been doing, you know, from the founding city of Veterans Day. You know, I don't think we can say enough about how important it is that younger generations have that knowledge and have that understanding and have that respect. So just tremendous work from all of you. We thank you for doing it.
It's truly our honor. It truly is.
Fantastic. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for your time. Sherry, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We will now turn our attention here to Red Rocks State Historic Site, the home of William Allen White, as we are happy to be joined by Barbara Fowler. Of course, Barbara, before we came on the air, was trying to embarrass me, as Barbara did have my brother and I in school. Most people don't want to admit that, but I appreciate that you say it like it was a badge of honor of sorts.
Thank you. It was. No. I always enjoy seeing former students and students who passed through our halls. So that's great. And thank you so much for what you do here at the station and all the places you get out to visit throughout the weeks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. And it's good to know that we're making good on the investments you all put in us. So thank you so much. And speaking of investment, a lot of time is invested into Red Rock State Historic Site. A lot of work goes into it. And I think it's important to note that when it comes to that house, it's all volunteer. You guys put in so much work, and really it's all for thank yous and high fives.
Thank you for recognizing that.
Yes.
You know, Kansas has 16 state historic sites, and Red Rocks is the only state historic site that is not funded with state tax dollars. Mm. And so we rely pretty much entirely on donations. And it's an older home. The Whites moved in. Well, they purchased the home in 1901. So, and the house was standing for several years prior to that. And so just upkeep alone is a major part of keeping the site open.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your list of activities, because, of course, you have Sundays at the site. There was the concert that took place with the Ice Cream Social not too long ago. I mean, really, there's a lot of different activities that you guys are constantly putting on. And how important are those to the bottom line of keeping it open and keeping it operating?
You know, we are very dependent upon those types of events because, of course, people are generally very generous when they're there and they enjoy the site and they enjoy activities that go on. For example, we started the season this year with William Allen White Legacy Days, and a celebration is 20 years as a state historic site. So that was a really fun day. We had a lot of participation, not only from here in Lyon County, but from clear across the state, western Kansas, clear across the state. And Emporia is just very fortunate to have a state historic site because it draws people into the community. And not only do we have visitors from Kansas, from across the United States, and every year we end up with a few international visitors as well, people who are interested in publishing and history and architecture. So we draw from a variety of areas.
Well, not to mention you're also drawing a variety of age groups, too. You know, we see children, we see families, we see individuals, we see some people in their 70s, some people in their 20s. I mean, you're really appealing to a wide demographic of individuals. And I keep asking the questions of importance, but I'm going to ask again, not only the dollars that you bring in, but really the eyes that you put on this, how important is that to prolong success in operation, knowing that there are people of different ages who see the importance and the value of this?
It's just essential. I mean, you're right. We have a variety of age groups. People just stories are important, and keeping history alive is important. And if we don't tell our stories and make sure they're accurate, they get lost. And when we forget where we came from, what is important to our values, to our community, the leadership that William Allen White had, not only as an editor, but as someone who communicated regularly with presidents, participated at the signing of the Treaty of Versailles. I mean, these are big things, and it's just these stories are so important, and that we accurately portray that information to the community.
Well,
that visits us. Sorry.
No, you're fine. remind folks how long you've been involved with Match Day now.
This is our third year as a part of Match Day. I've only been on this is my second year on the board, so I'm still in the learning stages, but I do have a passion for Red Rocks because I grew up here in Emporia, seeing the house when it was still used as a residence.
Yeah.
And so, and I remember the opening of the historic site. I got to portray Sally White at that opening 20 years ago. And so I just feel very passionate, and I am so thankful to the Emporia Community Foundation and their matching partners for allowing our organization to be part of this.
And, you know, the question that we've been asking everybody, do you have a goal in mind for what you need this year?
Well, last year we were the recipients of about $15,000, and we really need to exceed that goal if we can. Now, each year the number of donors that we've had has increased, and we are just so grateful to the generosity of our donors, and say thank you in advance for what you're going to do for us this year.
Absolutely. Well, Barb, you know, again, allow me to pay a compliment. Every time I go there to cover something, whether it's a Sundays at the site, whether it's a big community event, whatever it might be, there's nothing but joy and fun and just a great atmosphere that you all provide there. And again, I think that deserves to be commended for a few reasons. Number one, it's keeping history alive. Number two, none of you are paid to be there, and you work so incredibly hard. And number three, it is an institution here in Emporia and one that you all take great pride in, and I think it instills pride in everyone else. So thank you so much for everything that you do and everything that everyone there at Red Rocks does.
Well, thank you. No, the Whites love to entertain.
That's true.
And so hopefully we're carrying on that legacy of bringing people from all different backgrounds into the home and into the gardens to enjoy and participate in our events.
And allow me to pay you a personal compliment. If you have not seen her Sally White, I mean, really, it is impeccable. Just fantastic. She's so in character, it was kind of scary, I'm not going to lie. I was like, okay, am I talking to Barb or am I talking to Sally? I didn't know who I was talking to at times, and I find that to be pretty impressive. And you do your homework, you do your knowledge and your research, and it's impressive.
Thank you, Tang. And every time I step into that house, I sometimes feel like it's my own home.
Absolutely. I think you have to. I mean, I think it shows through the passion that you all show there. So we appreciate all the work you do, and we wish you nothing but the best coming up here on Match.
Thank you.
That is Barbara Fowler with Red Rock State Historic Site joining us here on the Talk of Emporia. We still have one more organization to go before we close out our interviews here today. Before we do that, though, we'll go ahead and take our final break on the Talk of Emporia. We'll be right back here shortly. Again, you're listening to the Talk of Emporia, which is brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have. Whether it's a dozen people or several hundred, from meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Newman Regional Health is proud to welcome Dr. Dylan Landry, General Surgeon to Emporia, Kansas. With years of experience and strong commitment to patient care, Dr. Landry brings outstanding surgical expertise to our community. Whether you're in need of routine procedures or specialized care, you're in expert hands right here close to home. If you or a loved one may benefit from surgical care, talk to your primary care provider about a referral today. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the UN General Assembly today, pushing back on criticism over Israel's push to defeat Hamas in Gaza, saying the October 7th attacks was a parallel, he says, to the 9/11 terrorists. More from ABC's Ian Panel.
He raised the idea of the United States tolerating an Al-Qaeda state, comparing the idea of a Palestinian state to recognizing a terrorist state. Well, of course, it's slightly mixing apples and oranges there. People are talking about Palestinian state, not a Hamas state. But nevertheless, you know, this was a speech that was broadcast around the world, but not least on loudspeakers into Gaza itself.
Protesters outside the UN today denouncing Israeli strikes in Gaza. President Trump says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is more about justice, he says, than revenge. Comey facing charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice after President Trump pushed for the Justice Department to investigate political adversaries. This is ABC News.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning into our latest Emporia Community Foundation Match Day preview. And, well, we finished talking with Superintendent of USD 252, Ryan Mulu, or Sherry Willard as well, with USD 252's Honor Flight program. We also just spoke with Barbara Fowler of Red Rock State Historic Site. Earlier today, we spoke with Mike Torres, President of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, and Alexa Dawson of Goodway Gardens. And, well, everybody busy. They had to kind of fly out here. And I'm a little disappointed because Ryan challenged me that I wouldn't be able to do this whole show with a lollipop in my mouth. And, well, joke's on you, buddy. I'm going to round it out with it. But, no, we appreciate everybody who has tuned in here today and everybody that's come in here today. We know how busy everyone is gearing up for match day, and that includes our good friends with Flint Hills Animal Advocates, formerly known as Friends of the Emporia Animal Shelter. And we are happy to welcome in one of our dear friends, Deb Gear, who is representing Flint Hills Animal Advocates. As always, Deb, always a pleasure to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You don't have to lie to me. It's okay. Deb, really, I don't think we could have a match day without Flint Hills Animal Advocates. You guys have been involved for quite some time now. Do you recall exactly how many years it's been?
Since the beginning.
Has it been? Okay. Uh-huh. So all the way through. And I guess how significant has that involvement been to your bottom line and the ability to really provide the services that you do?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I mean, we couldn't do it without Match Day. That's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And expenses keep going up. Mm. Medical care keeps going up. And without Match Day, even though we do other fundraisers throughout the year, they're not the magnitude that Match Day is.
Well, I have to say, Match Day, very important for you guys. But I will say maybe the most entertaining is Spaghetti No Balls. That is the that is the best fundraiser I've ever seen. You are very, very prevalent here in the community. You're out. You're in front of everybody. People get to see you all kinds of events. Saw you at the Great American Market just a couple weeks ago. How do you think that this has only helped to grow your exposure and people's knowledge of your organization, which has been, again, very prominent in the community for many years?
It's the livelihood of our – we are definitely all volunteer. We have no state, local, city, federal funding. Everything we do is paid for by our wonderful donors. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets paid. We, you know, do it out of the goodness of our hearts. We are a small group, so we all have to be out there. We can't just sit back. Nobody can sit back. We all have to be out there.
Can't take a day off.
Pretty much.
So remind folks who maybe aren't familiar with Flint Hills Animal Advocates, which I said this to Alexa earlier, if the only way you're not familiar with it is if you're living under a rock. But if people don't know what you do, explain exactly what your biggest services are that you provide.
Medical is our biggest service and the one we focus on the most. We work with the vets here in town, and if an animal needs to go somewhere else, it always goes to our local vets first, and then they refer us to either K-State, Blue Pearl, somewhere like that. Those costs, like in Manhattan, are just astronomical, although they're a lot less since they're a teaching hospital. than they would be just normally. Mm. But we used to focus on that because that's the big thing that people can't afford for their pets. But we've had to scale back on that because we haven't had the funding to take care of that. So we try to get everybody vaccinated, taken care of here in town. Our vets are wonderful here in town, and they can do a lot without sending them on. So we try to start there. If we have to go to K-State, we try to use them because they will give us a discount up there. So we try to use them, and we try to find a donor rather than taking out of our main pool of money to cover that visit.
Basically trying to save costs where you can.
Yes.
And, I mean, that is unfortunate to hear, but it's not something we're not used to hearing. Costs are going up. Expenses are getting worse. Can you talk about maybe what your average costs are per year and what you're hopefully looking for here with Match Day?
Well, ideally, we would like to set our goal at $30,000, but last year we fell short of that, and we did have to turn some people down, and that is so hard to tell them that we can't help with their beloved pet. But we do what we can. I don't know what this year will bring. I'm hoping a lot. but we, like I said, we do fundraisers throughout the year. They're small ones. We just had one through Freddy's, the Great American Market. Just to put a plug in there, our spaghetti no balls dinner is coming up this Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yes, out at the fairgrounds.
See, I was psychic. I didn't, you know. I was just thinking, I need some spaghetti. That's.
Well, come out between 4 and 7:30 to the diner at the fairgrounds. It's a drive-thru. Menus includes spaghetti, no balls. But
only in this sense can we ever get away with saying that as many times we have on the live radio.
We also have no meat sauce for those who...
those who prefer not
prefer
to
prefer it, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
We have green beans. We have breadsticks from donated by Gambino's.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they're really good.
Yes, they are.
And the highlight every year are the Commercial Street Diner pies that Janet makes for us and donates. So
yeah, you got a pretty good menu there, as always.
Yeah, the tickets are $10 in advance, which you can get from any of our board members, or $12 at the door. You can purchase them at the door.
I feel like that's the spaghetti fundraiser. One of the things you should do is do two of those. One before match day to get people really interested in donating, and then afterwards have it be the celebratory one when they come through. It's like, oh, this is what we're supporting? Heck yeah, let's go. But... we might need to do a few more of those, but we wish you nothing but the best of luck here with the fundraiser on Sunday, but also with match day. And again, allow me to pay a compliment to the work that you all do. You mentioned, just like we were talking about with Barb a little while ago, all volunteer, nobody's paid, nobody really gets to take the time off because you can't afford to. You all work so incredibly hard, and speaking as somebody who has had many friends that have gone through and had services through all of you, you're lifesavers. I mean, you really are. And I don't think you get the credit that you deserve for that. So please allow me to give that to you here and just say how vital of a role you play in this community and really in a lot of fur families. Being the proud parent that I am, you know, my boy Drew, that's my son. That's my kid. People don't understand sometimes the severe emotional attachment people have to their animals.
Exactly.
And they're not just a pet that you keep around for laughs. They're family. You all help keep families together, and you help keep families healthy, so we appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
That is Deb Gear, our good friend with Flint Hills Animal Advocates, another of the 30-plus organizations that will benefit from your donations on November 17th with the annual Match Day through the Emporia Community Foundation. That's going to wrap up our preview here today. I want to say thank you to all of our guests who joined us here in studio. Of course, Deb Gear, Barbara Fowler, representing the Red Rock State Historic Site, the USD-252 Honor Flight Program, represented by Superintendent Ryan Mulig and Sherry Willard, both veterans in their own right. So thank you to both of them, not only for their work, but also their service to our country. Also, Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow President Mike Torres and Goodway Gardens founder Alexa Dawson. We appreciate all of you making the time to be in here today, and we appreciate all of you for tuning in here today and for the support you'll hopefully bring to these organizations on November 17th. More information on all these organizations and more are available at EmporiaMatchDay.com. As I said, that wraps up the Talk of Emporia here today with myself, Tegan Trehune. Make sure you stick around as we do have the 12 o'clock block of news and information coming up shortly from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom with Chuck Samples. You're listening to KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team up next.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car wash.